Today marks 20 years since Myanmar's military junta suppressed a bid by more than a million peaceful protesters to restore democracy. Thousands were killed in the 1988 demonstrations. The junta was on high alert today, with riot police guarding the country's main city of Yangon and the home of detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. In Myanmar, also known as Burma, the military junta arrested 48 activists for a protest to mark the anniversary. Mark Farminer is director of the Burma Campaign UK. He says that despite the support, the international community needs to take stronger action to achieve democracy in the country.
The US has been in the lead in imposing economic sanctions and speaking out about the need for action. But unfortunately, most of the rest of the world has not really taken the kind of action that's needed. We've seen billions of dollars of investment in Burma and trade with Burma. And the generals have used this money to buy weapons, to double the size of the army and secure their grip on power. So while we see a lot of expressions of sympathy and people say that they admire Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's democracy movements, we haven't actually seen any action in support of the democracy movement. In fact, what the international community has largely been doing is funding and arming this dictatorship. And I think we need a stronger international campaign for Burma of the kind that we had for South Africa. And that means everybody around the world, ordinary people, it's not enough for them to think, oh, that's a terrible situation. They need to actually get active, like people did for South Africa, get involved and pressure their governments to take stronger action, to support campaign groups and activists who are lobbying for change in Burma, get behind Burma's democracy movement, and then we will see some real progress.